Yeah, we said before that a shul can be sold, and the contents of the shul can be sold, in the condition that it was done with the askama of 7 liters of the tehillah, with the knowledge of the rest of it. All this is, it's a shul in a village, like we said before, a place where it's primarily used only for themselves. It's a shul that's in an area where people come from all over the world, and also use the shul. In such place, there's no way of selling the shul, because it doesn't belong to the people living there. It's the shutvus of them and all the people that are using it from the outside. The only time that would be different is if they raised money from their own congregation, and they made a clear condition when they did it. This is going to be built at das, either one individual make all the decisions, or a group of people make the decisions from within the kehila, then under all circumstances, that person or individuals can make the decisions. The person built a private shul and gave it over to the tzibur, then once again, it gets the status of the tzibur, whatever the tzibur is, and the decision from then on will be made by the tzibur, unless it specifically says, I'm not fully moving it over to you, I'm leaving for myself a different spuyot, that I have a veto power of it, whatever it may be. Yeah. Like we said before, all the circumstances they can sell the shul is only when there's another place for them to daven. But this is the only shul they have, and under any circumstances one cannot sell it. Just like we learned before, you're not allowed to destroy your shul before you build the next.